So you're looking for a way to be able to try to bring a little bit of money in for the show. You want to be able to try to at least fund, you know, like the hosting fees or some other types of fees, get a plug-in or something like that for your site. You want to be able to improve your podcast a little bit more. Well, how do you do this? Well, there's a few sites out there that are set and ready, raring to help you out. And we're going to talk about those this week on Podcast Dojo, episode number 29. Master the art of the podcast. It's Podcast Dojo! Hey there, everybody. Hello and welcome to Podcast Dojo, the show that each week inspires those wanting to start a podcast to find their passion and start recording, coach those recording to master their niche and to cheer the podcast community on as podcasting grows more and more popular each and every day. I am your host, Brian, and I want to thank you very much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to listen and see what's happening in the world of podcasting and how you can improve your show. And if you're wanting to start a show, what do you need to do to start up a show? Now, one of the questions a lot of people face when they are starting up a podcast or when they're running a podcast and they've had it going for a little while is this habit gets a little expensive. This is a serious hobby, and it gets expensive, and it's really, really damaging to the wallet at times, or it can be if you so choose to let it go that way. And so a lot of people look around and try to find ways to help. Now, one of the old fashioned ways to help fund themselves was the donation, going through PayPal. You can PayPal just about anything. You can set up a little donation button, and a lot of people, and you probably still see it from time to time, need to have buy me a cup of coffee or something along those lines. And a lot of times people, you know, they'll drop $5 or a dollar, you know, whatever they feel they need, they can drop it into the PayPal account. And it helps the person pay for the podcasting host to pay for the hosting fees or to get maybe a premium plugin. Say they've been wanting to get Pat Flynn's Simple Podcast Player. Well, that allows them to do so without having to worry so much about the money out of their pocket, so they can, you know, pay for the lights or whatever, or take the girlfriend out for a date, or wife if you happen to be married. So there's that way. And it was for a long time that really helped, except a lot of people felt that it was a form of begging. They really weren't happy with begging for the money that they were receiving. And that's a mental mindset. If you put out something of value, you should expect a little bit of value in return, something in return for that value, I mean. And we're going to talk about a few websites that will actually help you do that, not just donation. So we're looking at the buzzword of the year, of last year going on into this year, which isn't podcasting so much as crowdfunding. You've heard of things like Kickstarter and Indiegogo and Fund Anything and along those sites like that. And a lot of podcasters will try to use those. And they go off and they use them and really scare some people off, because you sit there and see, Sean Astin was going to do a podcast once, and he was needing I think he was aiming for $50,000, in a Kickstarter or Indiegogo fund. And I actually went ahead and shot him a little message and asked him why. And he was wanting to pay for a professional, producer and all this other stuff. So he was wanting to outsource a lot of it and just use his voice. And okay, yeah, that's going to cost you a lot of extra money. And so I can understand why it was going to cost him, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 or whatever it was that he was looking to raise to be able to get his podcast going. While at the same time, I was like screaming, you don't have to have that much. But several last year, a couple of podcast, well, not podcast, but serialized, well, no, I wouldn't even call it that, just crowdfunding sites that came up that fit more into the podcaster's realm. One is barely hanging on. Actually, they have changed owners, and that's PodFun. Now, I was, whenever I first wrote this, I hadn't looked at PodFun in about, I don't know, 6 months or so. And so I went over there to look at it, and it still looked okay, except it was showing that there had only been 14 people that had used PodFun, and there was really slow, low items. And I was like, well, yeah, I guess that could happen. I figured more people would have found it, but, you know, it was just, it was really not, something was off on it. I went to try to go ahead and sign up, and they were, saw that they used WePay, and I went over to WePay, and that was really a confusing. So something was going on there, and it looked like something had broke somewhere in the translation. And so I got a hold of the folks over at PodFun over on their Twitter because their email wasn't working. And so and come to find out, yeah, they had sold PodFun, and the new owners are working real hard to try to get it back up and going so that it can be relaunched and maybe start trying to make a little bit of money. It was a great idea. Basically, it was very close to like Kickstarter, where you set up a time limit and you had to raise money. You had an X number amount of time to be able to raise money for your podcast, to be able to buy a new mixer or microphones or whatever it was that you needed to buy. You could set up donations or goals, set up a support page, though ended up being broken. So I couldn't find a whole lot of information, extra information on it. So sadly, the first one I came across was also the first casualty of the battle for your podcasters' donations. The second one that was started up about that same time was one called Patreon. Now, everybody has heard of Patreon, or actually, I shouldn't assume. There's a good chance that some people haven't. So let me go ahead and explain what Patreon is. Patreon is almost a subscription light type of service where you can set up a set of goals. So you can make your goals, and they call them milestones. If we make it to this level and we get this much in a month or per episode or however you wanted to do it, we will have this. And that is considered a milestone. And there was also, besides from the milestones, there were, you know, you could do specific rewards. So if a listener was to donate $1, you could say, well, you'll get a thank you from me on shout out on the show. If you do like $25, you will be labeled as a official backer. You know, $100, you get to access to me at any time through my personal phone number. You know, things, whatever it is you wanted to actually do. You set it up, and as soon as someone hits one particular level, boom, voila, you can access that. And then what would happen is you would take your show, record it, blah, 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 throw it up onto your page, or you could give Patreon backers, you know, a few days head start and throw it up onto the Patreon site first, and they could then get it. People who are not backers wouldn't be able to get the Patreon, goodies. So that special extra show or extra episode that you did of an extra long episode, extra long interview with someone really famous, you could actually have that up on there. And people who are the backers or patron for your show would be able to receive and listen and enjoy that very extra long interview with somebody really famous, while people who aren't would have to wait, and you may have it broke up into 2-3 parts, and people who don't would just have to wait until it shows up in the RSS feed, if ever. And that would be through just your normal means of doing so. And this has helped. This is Patreon got a lot of specific notice pretty much out as soon as it got out, because Tom Merritt came along, and he was an old Twit host, and there was a bit of a stink or kerfuffle of some sort that happened over at Twit, and Tom ended up leaving. When he left, he took his audience with him. And he did. And once he took his audience with him, he jumped over onto Patreon and told his audience, hey, help me out, do this, and send them over there, fund how you want. And they, most people who are big fans of Tom Merritt's work, have done so. And now he brings in $14,444 a month. And that was as of this last Monday, which was February 23rd. So lots of people have helped out. A lot of big backers and a lot of small backers. But anyhow, you can set it up. You can set Patreon up in a wonderful way that is very unique. Because Patreon, though, is not set just for podcasters. You can be a YouTuber or a blogger or an artist, a comic book creator, anything along those lines. Anything that you could set out, put out a piece of work, you can present it to the patrons of your Patreon account, and they would have first dibs or have special items, special goodies for taking the time of spending money toward or giving money to you. And so for podcasters, us podcasters jumped onto this. Like, yeah, I mean, I've got one. You can go to podcastdojo.com/support, and that'll take you over to it. But you can also a lot of people have had them. Some people see a great value in it. Some people don't see a great value. Me, I don't push Patreon that much. And so that's why I don't have any Patreon backers. And that's okay. I'm not pushing for the money. I want to do it just to get to know and understand the system better. And I'm getting some neat ideas and some thoughts about how I can try this out and may have to do a little harder push on it sometime, but we'll wait on a little bit longer on that one. But anyhow, Patreon, great. They don't take that much money take that much of a cut off your funds. I think it's along the line. The standard seems to be around 9 to 10% of whatever is given each month or per episode. So yeah, you expect that you're not going to get the full amount, but you're going to get pretty darn close to it. Now, the next two that I want to talk about are both new kids on the block. You got Castbacker, which is actually is centered around only podcasting. They are taking a little bit different angle. They're using Stripe, which is a credit card processing company that is running hot on the heels of PayPal these days. And, it's pretty straightforward. It's there for your fans to back your podcast. Not a whole lot more to say there other than go to here and donate to the show. It is a buy me coffee type of site, and it's a reoccurring buy me coffee kind of site. The other one is one I'm not really a whole lot very familiar with, just because it is an invite only. I've heard people talk about it, and it sounds a lot like it's going to be Patreon with a different name. Details of it, no clue. But anyhow, this is Joyride, and you can go to getjoyride.com. Ask for a beta, an invite, and you get it. Great. Woo. If you don't, well, join the club. So they make some pretty bold claims that you are supposed to be making about $1,000 a month if you have something like 5,000 listeners. And okay. Yeah. If you've got 5,000 listeners, you should be making a little bit of money because you've got a lot of people there and you're going to have some very engaged listeners if you utilize that crowd. So what the absolute perks of Joyride are, honestly, I'm going to have to say I really don't have a clue, but Joyride's there. Castbacker is going to be pretty straightforward from what I've seen. I haven't set up Stripe yet because I just haven't set up Stripe yet and haven't decided if I really want to get it fully set up yet or not. Probably we'll go ahead and get that done here sometime in the near future. Just exactly when, I don't know. But it's going to be for podcasters. And then Patreon. Patreon is, like I said, you go there, there are lots and lots of people using Patreon. Lots and lots of people are pushing their Patreon accounts, and that's great because a lot of people are helping fund their podcasting addiction using Patreon and using the service at, for what it needs to be. Now, there's a lot of people are actually coming up with ways and strategies on how to use it, and they actually have some really great ideas. You can, like, instead of, because a lot of people apparently are misusing the mile markers, which are the big goals that you have set. And what a lot of people do is they go, hey, and if you can get this up to this certain level, you'll get me something. Yay. Well, a great strategy that some people have realized is, okay, yeah, all right, you get something nice, but people are a lot more interested in helping you out if they get something in return. And so they're looking into, they're seeing if there are ways that people can, or you want to see if there are ways that people can do your backing and you help them out in some way. Like, you'll get, if I get $300 a month, I will put out an extra show a week or something along those lines. Or where they get a little, whatever it is that helps you out, you're providing a little bit more for them. So I'm still kind of looking into the exact nuances of how all that works. There was a gentleman over on ProfitCast that was talking about this, and he's pretty much knocking it out of the park. And I've got to re-listen to that episode a couple more times to really get all the nitty gritty details and fully understand exactly what he's talking about on that one. It's just kind of neat that I heard that while I was writing the notes out for this. So synchronicity going into effect with that. So, but those are the four sites, actually three sites with one possibly coming back here later, a little later on. This is going to be a really, really short show because I've been busy with work and I need to get something out. But at the same time, I wanted to make sure I got something out there for you that I think would help you out. And so check out the Pod Fund and check out Patreon, Castbacker, and Joyride. Pod Fund, again, check it out whenever it comes back, which I'm not sure when. I'll definitely be letting everybody know when that comes back around. Podcasting news-wise, not a whole heap of lots actually happening. A couple of more celebrities have decided to jump into the podcasting ring. There's a new season of Serial that's coming out, and I mean, it's just not anything that just really got me standing up going, holy smokes, that's big, that's huge. So anyhow, this one here is uber short, and I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to the really short one. And when you if you have a chance, go over to iTunes. If you're listening through the iTunes or the podcast app on your iPhone, go to podcastdojo.com/review and bring up the iTunes review page. And there you can actually leave a review and help us be able to grab a few more new listeners. Brings us up in the rankings. So if you could help us out there, or help me out there, there's only me, that would be tremendous. So I thank you. If you want to get a hold of me, have a comment or want to interact with me in some form, fashion, or another, feel free to go to podcastdojo.com/contact us. And everything you want is over at podcastdojo.com. So I'll go ahead and I'll let you go. And I want to thank you again for listening. And we will talk to you next week, okay? Till then, go tell the world who you are.
Hey Rolling Podcast Network.